WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
As we cautiously seem to be opening things up into a semblance of the new normal, many of us are feeling anxious about what to do and when. I recently spoke again with my friend and colleague, Ann Bassoni, licensed clinical social worker and mental health clinician at UK Work-Life Connections. We spoke about the anxiety that many of us are feeling as things begin to open up again. Well, Ann, thank you for talking with me again. I know we chatted just a few weeks ago about mental health awareness. And speaking of mental and emotional health, I wanted to revisit with you because a topic I've been thinking about lately is the anxiety that many of us are feeling as things at least appear to be going back to some semblance of normality. And here we've been isolated from one another for so long, and it can be anxiety-inducing to be around people again and to take up routines that perhaps we haven't engaged in for over a year. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Sure. I think, and you know, you are not the only person that I've had this conversation with, because I think we're all feeling anxious in some way or form about returning back to, you know, the normal. And it feels weird to say normal because, you know, we kind of toss that around as what's the new normal. But I think part of the anxiety is that we have to go back to doing that those things that we haven't done in a while, such as, you know, maybe parking and walking to your office or commuting to work, things that maybe we're not the best part of your world before, and you realize, boy, not commuting, I have an extra hour. I've got an extra, you know, 30 minutes. And you've put things into those ways, and to lose them can be scary. So I think part of the deal is, how do you maintain some of those changes? And then I think the other anxiety is about almost returning to this global normal that really a lot of us would rather not. And that can be for a variety of reasons. You know, I tend to be an introvert and like to be home. And so people, you know, there weren't the invitations during the pandemic, or, you know, some of the political divides and things like that. I think we're seeing that there was a lot about what we were doing before that was our normal that we realize now are not the best things. And so what's life going to look like when we can go back and those things can be available again?
Well, and I guess there are other issues too, like folks who've gotten used to being around kids and other loved ones, or pets and other loved ones, uh-huh. and the adjustment that the entirety of the family or extended family is going to have to start thinking about.
Yeah, you know, my coworker and I did a presentation with a group on campus, obviously via Zoom, about processing the whole experience. And, you know, I told Rhonda afterwards, I said, I'm a sucker for men who love their families. And there was a couple guys there that were really struggling with less time with their family again, you know. And I remember when this first started, I had clients who were so excited about not having to rip and run, as they put it, and being able to have meals with their family, or, you know, things that even the holidays, you know, that they didn't have to go up, you know, on a 6-hour trip to home, so to speak. They were able to stay home and enjoy one another and create some new traditions. And some of those things, I think, are things that we will want to keep. But how do you keep that and then, you know, make the adjustment from what you don't want to do anymore, or what was not working but you did for one reason or another?
Well, I was going to ask you about that. You know, maybe practical suggestions that you could offer about ways of lovingly letting friends and family know that, you know, I've kind of gotten used to not being so dependent on a car, let's say, or driving for 6 hours or an hour each way each day. And perhaps finding ways to set boundaries with folks might be a healthy thing to do.
Yes, and it always has been, but I think sometimes we, especially with family, oftentimes we do not want to, or it can be really difficult to change traditions or change the way things are done. But I think this has offered us an opening to say, you know, last year we didn't get to do this, and here's why I liked it, and maybe we could change this up. So maybe instead of every year, it's every other year. I think there's a lot of families who maybe do 1 year with at home, 1 year with grandparents, 1 year at home, 1 year with grandparents. Can you mix it up? Does it that necessarily have to be an every year type of thing? So that conversation is not about so much what you don't want to do, but what you did this year and how it helped you and what it did for you emotionally. Because, you know, there could be a lot of anxiety in packing up the kids and packing up the car and packing up all these things to go to grandma's house, and I don't mean to slight grandma, but to go traveling, you know, for holidays. Or I think the big thing that's going to be interesting to talk about is the vaccination, you know, because my inclination, if somebody invites me somewhere, might be to say, are you vaccinated? You know, and if they say no, what do I do? And so I think this is the time where we have to, in some ways, look out for what's best for us. And you can do that in an assertive manner that doesn't hurt people by just saying, you know, I'd really love to get together with you, but when you're vaccinated, give me a call again or let's do it then. But here's the reasons why I believe I want to keep myself safe with people who are vaccinated, something like that. Because we have to allow ourselves to set those boundaries and know that people who are choosing, especially the vaccination or non-vaccination, they're two very different camps a lot of times. And I think that's where we're going to see some problems.
Well, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Anne, because, you know, those of us who grew up in this region, oftentimes we're extremely polite to a fault, and can be very indirect in our communication. And there's nothing wrong with setting those boundaries and asking folks to make sure they're vaccinated for our safety. There's nothing impolite about that.
No, there's not. And I think where we're going to see some difficulties is in the workplace, because there are going to be coworkers who don't want to get vaccinated. And I wish I had an answer for that, but I think that, you know, that's a question that a lot of companies, higher ed, people, places like that are going to have to grapple with. If you have people that are vaccinated and aren't, how does that work? What's that going to look like? And I think, though, what I would take from that is that we have really seen that work can be very plastic and very flexible. That maybe, you know, and I don't know what this looks like, but the old way of working, of showing up every day for these specific hours, might not be the best thing anymore. Maybe we need to do this hybrid of working from home and working from the office, or maybe the hours change or something like that. But I think it's going to be everybody coming together and talking about what works. And like you said, sometimes, I mean, you can be polite, but you can also be assertive, you know, and not to is just going to lead to a lot of resentment and anger.
And I guess on a parting note, unless you have anything additional to add, as always, if folks find their anxiety beginning to affect them, they always should be able to call a healthcare professional and get help. And that it's important, just like you and I talked about a few weeks ago, it's always important to have that strength and conviction to take care of yourself. And part of taking care of yourself is asking for help when you need it.
Yes, and I appreciate you noting that, because it is important. And sometimes these things are hard to talk about with family or with friends. Go ahead and call, make an appointment. You know, it might even just be talking to your primary care physician or a neighbor, but just make sure you're talking about it and you're not holding it in for fear of hurting people or angering someone, because your mental health does need to be expressed. And if you're having some problems or some concerns, reach out to somebody, and, you know, we love to help. I mean, that's what we do.
My thanks today to Anne Bassoni, licensed clinical social worker and mental health clinician from UK Work-Life Connections, for talking with me about the anxiety that many of us are feeling as we seem to be opening up to a new normal. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.